Hello, welcome to the Candid Cast once again. My name is Lucky Egede. In the past 6 weeks, we have been running the Zero to Hero series, outlining the fact that nobody, the success level is not an exclusive class. It's all inclusive, it's built to accommodate everybody. And I said in this series, we'll be talking to people who have transited from zero to hero, and one of them we have been speaking to is Dr. Godwin Ehigamusa. Today I'll make a review of some of the big lessons, takeaways that we got from our discussion with Dr. Godwin Ehigamusa, the founder of Lift Above Poverty organization, LAPO Microfinance Bank. Before we continue, spare 10 seconds, just click the like button. Do subscribe if you are not a subscriber yet, and do your best to share this video among your various contacts and areas of influence to reach other people. The notification bell is available for you to click so you get notified whenever a new video is uploaded. Thank you. We continue. One critical takeaway that I've seen from our discussion in the past 6 weeks is that success is never an accident. It's not an accident. Every successful person has been deliberate about success. And nobody is too young to start dreaming. Nobody is too young to start outlining a path to life. Dr. Ehigamusa highlighted how his early reading habits from primary school helped him in and growing up in an environment where poverty was highly prevalent, even if by grace he was exempted from it. The association with the poor has influenced him in his life journey, deciding which group to join while in the university, deciding which career path to follow. And he started out very early, very focused. And a focused person minimizes lost years, which will eventually create years of regret. If you are focused early, you will have less errors to regret in latter years. So let's look at some of those things that we learned from. Number one, learn that success is intentional. There is no negotiating, it's intentional. You must be deliberate about it. It's a result of preparation. Every successful person prepared for success. It's not a chance event. I recall when I read the book, The Richest Man in Babylon, and somebody was engaged by the king to teach people on how to make success, how to prosper. And he organized them in a class and said, everybody should start suggesting how to become rich, because there was one particular person that became rich and became a lender of money to other people in a society where every other person was living in lack, just like we are full of complaints in our environment today. Times are hard, things are tough, nothing is working. Those complaints, they are not new, they have been there. So people were complaining, but one person exempted himself and was a lender. The king engaged him to teach other people on what it takes to succeed. And among the suggestions some of the people in the audience gave, that success is a function of luck. And he debunked that. Say, how can luck bring success? One of the people in the audience stood up and said, when I was coming from the meeting, I saw a wallet on the floor and I picked it up and I saw some coins inside. And that has made me to be richer than other people now. Then the next question is, when will you see the next wallet on the floor to pick? So that's how far luck can take you. You need to identify opportunities. They come every day to us, but only prepared people can identify it. Without preparation, every opportunity will appear as a problem, as an obstacle, as something to complain about. But it comes to those who are prepared, as something to grab, as a ladder for growth. I recall when the Global System for Mobile Communication, GSM, was introduced into Nigeria in 2001. People who had knowledge of it quickly went, set up recharge card distribution, set up, and all of them became instant billionaires because they were prepared. We were celebrating that telephone has come, want to use telephone. Other people were celebrating the wealth that telephone could create. And a lot of people have latched onto the telecom revolution and have made so much out of it in Nigeria today. Then I also saw in our discussion over the past 6 weeks, the power of patriotic zeal and love for people. Patriotism is very essential to business success and to success of a person. You must love your country, you must love your environment, you must love the people. These are essential. If a lot of people wake up and be cursing the environment, oh, nothing good can come out of this environment. You are inside the environment. If nothing good can come out of the environment, can you come out good in the same environment? You may dislike certain politicians. That's okay. You have a right to. You may dislike certain political policies. Don't let that diminish your love for your country and its people. Because when you love people, you desire to serve them. You desire to do good for them. Like I said, Dr. Godwin Ehigamusa did not come from a poor background. We saw that from the interview. But he loved people. He loved the poor. He hated their conditions. And he desired to do something to take them away from that condition. And it is in so doing that you have an organization that today has over 10,000 staff in employment and over 2 million borrowers. So, association with the financially deprived, it's not because of his personal condition, but because of his love for people. He desired to help people escape poverty, and that fueled everything he has done in life, from the course of study, from the clubs he will join in the university, from where he will work in the civil service, the type of unit he chose to work. He chose to work in cooperative instead of administration because of that desire to build people up. And today it is largely achieved. And we celebrate him as one of those who have moved from zero to hero. Let's look at the desire to serve in detail. A desire to serve is more likely to create a successful business than a mere desire for wealth. A lot of people said, why do you want to do business? It will make me rich. No. Money is good. It's important. But it should not be the goal of what we do. I have discovered from personal experience that those people who actually set out to pursue money really don't make the money. Those who make money focus on people. And it is in focusing on what you do, a desire to serve people, that you find wealth coming as an added benefit. Businesses should focus on solving problems. In Nigeria, for example, there are numerous challenges. If you tell people to mention the challenges of Nigeria, you will find that literally everybody has 10 problems that you can mention without looking at any book. There are numerous challenges. And these challenges represent opportunities for business development, for growth, and for expansion. When you identify challenges, those challenges, you call them problems. Other people call them opportunities. When you see a place where Nigeria was dying under the weight of petroleum product importation, that was a problem. For somebody, it was an opportunity. We didn't have sugar. It was somebody's opportunity. How can a country of 200 million people be importing sugar, be importing food? Every food that we import today, and we call ourselves a hungry nation, is an opportunity. Opportunity in the food value chain, either you are planting or you are processing or you are preserving, whatever you choose to do. The population of Nigeria, oh, we are too many. It's an opportunity. Check what other people have done with their population. A desire to serve those teeming number of people will bring about growth and financial prosperity at the end of the day. Those who prosper are clear about their purpose. Clarity of purpose, what you want. Pursuing money without purpose has led to so much societal evils. You hear teenagers going to do human sacrifice. It's unthinkable to kill a fellow human being because you want to prosper. No, that's not the road to it. The wealthiest people that you see today did not set out to pursue money. Money was not their goal. They chose to provide service. They look at what people are suffering and say, look, I want to be part of the solution. Look at school proprietors. I attended public school all through, from primary to secondary to university to Nigerian Law School. It was all public. But when the public school started failing, people took it upon themselves to start building private schools to solve that problem. Is this how we'll be a nation without education? If public schools will no longer work, let me do something in the private sector. And we have it, private nursery, private primary, up to private universities. They are all over the place now. And I don't see any of those proprietors of these schools that is poor. Not because they set out to pursue money, but because they set out to solve a problem. Education is a problem. And we need, you go to university, you don't know when you graduate. People are using 7 years for 4 years program. That was a problem that needed an intervention. And people who went into that space made their money. We look at what he said about reading. We are reminded once again that readers are leaders. You find often today, a lot of people say, oh, this generation do not like reading. It's okay not to like reading, but you are making a choice. Like we always said, every choice that you make has consequences. Either you are choosing to succeed or you are choosing to fail. If you listen to audio teachings and music, audio books, you are learning. But it's never the same as reading. But it is better than doing nothing. Reading leaves a deeper and more lasting impact. And what you choose to read, if you put up intellectual videos, podcasts, things for people to listen to and advance their lives, you find that you have less number of people that are following than people who are following people who flaunt wealth on social media without any source. You can't disclose the source of your wealth. Nobody has anything to learn from you. And yet you are rich, you showcase private jet and the rest. That's not a place to follow. Follow reading. Biographies in particular. How did this person come into wealth? Read about them. The biography of people whose life you want to copy. Dr. Higamuso's early interest in reading shaped his life and mirrors the experiences of many successful people. Ignorance leads to errors and regrets, while knowledge paves the way for success. Knowledge is the road to success. We always say that when you are determined to learn, you will grow. So we take the next lesson, a determination to learn. Learning is critical. He joined the civil service to gain knowledge about cooperative administration. Not because civil service was the best paying job. What you learn sustains you. What you earn will fade away. Jumping into entrepreneurship solely for money without learning the ropes is a recipe for disaster. In part of the statement, we learn that the statement today that people who are graduating at convocation ceremony will tell people that you are graduating from this school as job creators and not as job seekers. That statement has created so many failed businesses. Business is not just about capital. You having capital is one. That's not the end of it. You need knowledge, you need experience, you need to gain. Employment helps you to learn at the expense of your employer. The mistakes that you make while in employment, the cost does not come to you. It comes to your employer. But the benefit of it comes to you. That's your experience. So when somebody says, I want to hire somebody with 10 years experience, he wants to hire somebody who had 10 years of making mistakes at the expense of another. And it takes you have outgrown those mistakes and your new employer becomes the beneficiary of those mistakes that you have made before and learned from. So opportunities also come to people who are determined. Every generation has individuals who will rise through focus, through commitment. For example, Dangote is not the first African billionaire, and he won't be the last. There are still people in primary school, people in secondary school, people who are not yet born, that will rise to become richest man in Africa, richest man in the world. So that space is never occupied by one person forever. Even the richest people in the world, no one person stays there forever. They keep coming, new things create wealth for people. And for so long as you're focused, you are determined, you know what you want, you will get there someday. And you don't even need to be the richest person to be a successful person. You are not in competition with anybody. Just succeed in your own space. So, focus. We also learn that focus empowers sustenance. It's easy to make impact if you are focused, and particularly in your native environment. Why some people, I'm not ruling out success of people who travel out of their country. You can travel out and make impact. What I'm saying is that by statistics, you try better in your natural environment. You look at when we talk about raising your wealth through exposure to credit. Exposure to credit. When you go out, the credit that you get are largely consumer credit. The credit for development you get in your country. The Americans can borrow $5 billion, $10 billion in their own country. You cannot, as a Nigerian, access such credit. You access it in your home country. So if you are diligent, you focus on the opportunities, not the challenges. There are challenges. But when you are distracted, you see only challenges. When you are focused, you see opportunities. Use your strength. Diligence. Nobody can give that to you. You generate it yourself. Determination is not something you collect from outside. You make up your mind you want to succeed, you are determined. That will help you to surmount obstacles and see them as stepping stones. The knowledge that is needed to make success is not something that is generated from outside. You have to generate knowledge. Keep your building up yourself. And you also have to follow this culture. We are going through interactions with counterculture, like growing up as an African. We were built to dissociate ourselves from anything dead. And when you see people travel, instant, they have instant access to credit for their phone, to buy their microwave, to buy all the good things of life that you wish for, they get credit to acquire those things almost immediately. So while we are growing in an environment with a notion that borrowing is inherently bad, we need to change that. And that's one of the things that the LAPO has come to teach, that borrowing is not a sin. Borrowing in itself is not bad. If you borrow for business, that you should not borrow for consumption. Borrowing helps to accelerate business growth and development. It is crucial to avoid borrowing for consumption. Don't borrow for what you eat. Don't borrow to buy latest car. Don't borrow because you are in competition with your neighbor on dressing. And don't borrow to start a business. You can easily start a business. That's why it's important to work somewhere. Raise your personal capital. Start small. Learn to understand the business that you want to run. When you understand the business first, using your own resources, then you can add family and friends credit before you go talking about commercial credit. That commercial credit is only important when you want to expand your business. Let's talk about knowledge and experience. You know, many people say, when I have money, the only thing standing between me and my dream is just money. We call it capital most of the time. I don't have capital. If I have capital, I will build a very strong business. And I tell you, if capital alone build business. The children of the rich would have been the only successful people. But what you find today, statistics shows that majority of the billionaires that you study today came from very poor, financially poor background, but with high moral values. So build your values, build your knowledge, build your experience, go through apprenticeship. So the apprenticeship program have produced more successful entrepreneurs than former education and inherited wealth put together. So those who inherit wealth without going to learn how this wealth is built often stand a very little chance of rising with it. Those we study today, you find many of them, they have gone through the ropes. And you find the whole world is studying the Igbo apprenticeship scheme. It has created a lot of very wealthy, successful people, created big businesses of people who didn't inherit any wealth. So if you are unemployed, how can you gain experience? We learn that you can volunteer. You look at that organization that looks like what you would have desired to build. Go, if they are not recruiting, go and volunteer there. If they are recruiting, go and work there for the purpose of gaining experience. Because what you learn will always, always be higher than what you earn. So don't devote yourself so much to earning. Do they pay well? What do they pay? How much am I paying? How much are they paying? What do I earn from it? No, that's not as important as what you learn. To build and grow a business, as a recap, you need knowledge. Knowledge. Don't despise knowledge. You need experience, because you must make mistakes. You are not perfect. You need focus. Focus on what you want, not the challenges on the road. Enjoy the journey. Don't just focus on the destination. Focus helps you to enjoy the journey, on the road to it. Have a determination to succeed, a determination to build big business, a commitment to scaling up your business. To achieve this, you have to seek advice. You are not perfect. However intelligent, however good you are still one person. So work with other people, value teamwork, and learn people management, how to manage people. Recognize that employees are not inanimate objects. Employees have feelings. Respect their feelings. Often you hear, customers are always right, customers are kings. We learned from Dr. Godwin Ehigamosoy that if customers are kings, the employees are the king makers. So every time employees are belittled or disregarded, they will chase away your customers. So customer cannot be king if there are no king makers. It takes real employees, real people who believe in your dream, real people who are determined to see you succeed, to make those customers that you want to honor. Resources is not a dash, it's a marathon. It's not a 100-meter dash. You have to endure, you have to bear, you have to build on your integrity. Integrity will open doors to you. It will open doors that were previously shut. So you want to raise capital, you need integrity. You need to humble yourself. We learned the story of the lady that went into tapping rubber to raise capital. So when you identify your goal, you have to humble yourself to be able to raise the capital, raise the network, get people to buy into your dream, because you have shown that you believe in your dream. Because if you believe in your dream, the price that you are willing to pay for it is what will attract others to join you. You must shun pride and pursue every lawful opportunity for advancement. With this, we conclude today's episode of the Candid Cast. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes ahead.
We appreciate your support and can't wait to share more insights with you soon.